The Exiles, Book 1, written by Hilary McKay and read by Marie Lawrence. There was red brick in every direction. The back of the house and the fronts of the sheds enclosed two sides of the garden, and a high wall surrounded the rest. It was the last weekend before the summer holidays. Naomi Conroy crouched uncomfortably at the end of the garden, reading a book. As usual, she had spent her Saturday morning at the town library, searching the two familiar shelves for something new. On her left was the stack of books she had read since she returned, and on her right, the pile she hadn't opened yet. She kept her elbow leaning on that pile to guard them from her permanently book-hungry sisters. Even now, she could feel herself being watched, and without looking up, knew that Ruth was hovering close by, waiting for her to finish. By law of the family, the book would become then common property, free for anyone to read. Ruth watched the flickering of her sister's eyes as they moved across the page. She watched Naomi's grubby fingers curl and turn the pages over. She measured the thickness of the book left to read and sighed. Ruth was banned from the library. The librarian was holding her library card to ransom in the hope of extracting at least part of the amount Ruth owed in library fines.
"But I'm one of your best customers," Ruth had complained when this news was delivered.
"Worst customers," corrected the librarian.
And so Ruth, who had no money and wouldn't have handed it over if she had, was reduced to surviving on the books her sisters chose and grudgingly handed over. Naomi finished the chapter, rubbed her eyes, and looked around the small, sunshiny garden. It was overcrowded, she thought. Too many plants, too many scattered belongings, too many book-starved sisters waiting to pounce. Naomi was 11 years old, and Ruth was 13. They were the big ones. Phoebe and Rachel, aged 6 and 8, were the little ones. Ruth and Naomi had been known as the big ones since Rachel's arrival into the family. It gave them an uncomfortable feeling of being shoved on from behind.
"One more week," Ruth remarked, "and then we'll be finished with school. That'll be one less torture anyway."
"I'd rather be at school than stuck at home all summer," Naomi answered. "I'd rather be anywhere."
She rolled over onto her back, pillowing her head on the pile of books.
"Anything for a change."
"We ought to run away," said Ruth while gently easing a book away from Naomi's heap.
"People do. Uncle Robert did when Mum was little. Just disappeared."
"Didn't," said Naomi.
"He joined the Navy. Same as disappearing."
"Isn't."
"I count it the same,"
said Ruth. And just then the book came away with a jerk and there was a short tussle.
"The trouble with running away," said Naomi
when it was over and she'd won,
"is where to run to. If we went anywhere where we know someone, we'd be sent back. And if we went anywhere where we didn't, then we'd be lost. It's knowing where to start."
"We'd start here," said Ruth, sucking her bleeding knuckle.
"Well then, it's knowing where to end."
"Yes,"